So in these scriptures, there's just three. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he, Jesus, who raised Jesus Christ from the dead, which is the Father, but it's also Jesus because they're one, will give you life to your mortal body through the spirit who dwells in you. So without the indwelling Holy Spirit, you can't have this alignment of the soul, the mind, and the body. The second verse here is, now may the God of peace, everybody wants it, right? Peace, himself sanctify you completely. So he wants full sanctification, meaning you're at peace. That means you're aligned. That means your body, soul, and spirit are connected to heaven. And may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's all about getting ready for a day. It's all about that moment in time when he breaks through the firmament and he's here. And everybody that's been sanctified is jubilant and translated and out of their sick mortal body and operating fully in their glorified self in perfect oneness with Christ, operating on the side of victory and power and grace and mercy, executing judgment on the earth against the wickedness that we see every day. Everybody complains, Epstein. Look, God fixes all of it. The rest is a game. And the third scripture, and have put on the new man who is renewed in what? Knowledge according to the image of him who created him. So you're being renewed back to the first Adam idea. Christ is the second Adam. He is in you to renew you back to the first original design, perfection, but now in a better way, because God himself has indwelt the body. He died to save us, but the goal is renewal, restoration of the whole being, you completely, in your thinking, in your health, every aspect. You know, John the Apostle says, may you prosper in health and in your work, in your life. You should be successful in your life. What you put your mind to do, you should be able to do with a totally renewed being in the image of God.